Hello, everyone.
Where's the music?
Hi, my name is.
Excuse me, we need some music in here. There we go. Hello, welcome to Elephant and Giraffe Reviews. My name is. What's my name again?
Keith.
My name's Keith, and we're here with.
Justin.
Justin.
A precious little beautiful baby.
And I am a precious, beautiful little baby. Okay.
Hi, doggy.
Hi, kids. What's for dinner?
All right, what are we talking about?
Howl's Moving Castle from the
greatest
studio.
Movie ever.
Shut up. From the studio
Ghibli.
Or franchise, I guess. I don't know what to call it. Series.
Yep.
A brand?
Well, it's a series too.
There is no series called Ghibli Girl.
Okay, so we're watching Howl's Moving Castle from Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
We are.
All right.
Not gonna lie, Howl's kind of bad. I mean,
he's
but he's like
aggressive.
He is. He's so passive aggressive.
He's also Katy Perry's twin.
Wow. I just ate ice cream and it's just like I bit into it.
Shut up. No one needs to know that. All
right. So who's gonna give us the rundown on Howl's Moving Castle?
Me.
Both of us.
Me.
All right.
No, you did the intro.
Okay, so. It's
Howl's Moving Castle is about a girl named Sophie who is insecure about her looks. Anyways, so she meets a guy named Howl while going on a trip to the bakery to visit her sister. And her sister's like, you can't be doing this. Howl eats girls' hearts. And she's like, nah, he only eats pretty girls' hearts. So then the Witch of the Waste curses her and she goes into the mountains. That
bye bye.
Where no one
bye
dares
bye.
To go.
Her curse turns
there.
Her into an old lady.
So go home.
And she meets Turnip Head and then goes to Howl's Castle and meets a child.
What?
So don't do that, please. No one wants to hear you eat.
She becomes the cooking lady. Not the cooking lady. The cleaning lady.
It's ASMR.
Anyways, you go, Soph. If you want to do it so fast,
you know what I mean?
Don't cough into the microphone. Okay, so.
Speak up, please.
Ugh. So.
You blew it!
So. As the cleaning lady, she. Oh, yeah, Calcifer's there too. He's a little fire. Basically, Howl's heart. And it controls, like, the whole castle and where it moves and it teleports and blah, blah, blah. So, she cleans the whole house up, and Howl comes back from, like, fighting their war. There was a war.
There is an active war going on, actually.
I have a theory. So, you know that fire in that one scene? What if that boy in the heron's mom was in that fire? That would make sense.
Girls, no, it doesn't.
Shut up! Like, oh my god. Stop putting me down.
I'm just saying, like, it wouldn't make sense, you know?
Yeah, but, like, it's Studio Ghibli. It doesn't really have to
I
make
know,
sense,
it's just,
does it?
Can I say something real quick? Because it happens, like, in The Boy and the Heron, it happened, like, it happened to his mother, like, 2 years ago. Like,
yeah, that could have been event could have been 2 years ago.
TVs existed, like the box TVs existed in The Boy and the Heron.
Talk to him.
And they, like after his mom died, so it was, but no such thing as a TV was even like, I'm pretty sure no such thing as a TV was even known of in Howl's Moving Castle because they just had magic.
Okie dokie.
Magic was their entertainment, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I literally had a theory, and then you went, actually, this isn't proven, and this is why it's not real.
I'm just saying, there's a possibility.
Whatever.
Okay,
so. She cleans up the whole house and bathroom, then Howl gets back from fighting a war, and he takes a bath, and he's like,
Sophie,
what did you do? Look at my hair. I'm ginger now. And she's like, oh, get over it. And then he turns emo and like gets the slime everywhere.
And his hair turns black.
And then I forgot. So, Charlotte, you keep explaining.
And he gets mad. And then, like, he just is so passive aggressive.
We know.
And then a bunch of stuff happens. And then how, after throwing this fit, he's like, how about you go to the queen's little thing for the invitation? With the invitation.
Gigi, you have to talk into the front of the microphone. It'd be closer to your mouth.
For the invitation, because he's a scaredy cat and won't even
face her.
Anyway, we're having trouble speaking. I just wanted to help. That is disgusting.
Bro, I was coughing. I was just coughing.
Ugh.
Exactly.
All right, so what happens next?
So, Sophie goes there and she sees the Witch of the Waste, and there's this interesting scene where they,
she's ugly and she's sweaty, and it looks like she got a...
Not Sophie, but the Witch of the Waste. While they're going up the stairs, because, you know.
Dang! That used to be...
We'll edit that out.
No, like, they're both just...
That's so mean.
It's so... But, like, it's gross, and it's disgusting.
It is.
Why did they have to animate that in? Mm-hmm. That was so unnecessary. I mean, they're so good.
Okay.
Anyways, I did not mean to word that the way I said it.
That's all right. I'll bleep it out. No one will know what you said. You got to stop touching the microphone, Cheech. I can hear every single little... thing when you touch it.
Anyways, so they go and Sophia goes to where the queen is. Sophie,
right.
To where the queen is. Meanwhile, the Witch of the Waste.
I know what, old lady.
Gets
zapped and turns ugly.
Bye bye.
And turned to her old age, like what her age actually is.
And all her magic is drained.
All right, so what'd you think of the movie?
We didn't finish.
Okay, let's finish it then.
Okay.
So fast forward to the end.
His castle's destroyed. Sophie learns his backstory, and they kiss.
God.
Sophie kisses everybody.
You kidding me?
And then the turn ends up to be a prince, and he's like, okay, I'll go stop this war for you guys. And then the queen stops the war, and happy ending. That's it.
All right, so what do we think of the movie?
I've watched it so many times that I've
never... Is this your favorite Studio Ghibli?
Of course not, no.
Yes, obviously. Spirited Away, the main character, she...
Cheech, you gotta talk into the microphone. You can't hold it in between your knees.
Actually, that's probably my favorite character. I mean, movie.
Howl's Moving Castle is?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Howl's a baddie?
No. That's actually not right. Okay, but like Sophie's sleeping scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's sleeping?
Yeah. I like Howl's voice. I think it's nice. But,
You know who does his voice?
Yeah.
The guy that plays Batman.
I'm Batman. No.
Right.
I have to save the city for Gotham. Mega fart.
All right.
10 out of 10. I like the movie because, like, the ships, the metal looks very, like, everything out of place, but it suits in because the animation is good, and then there's the metal, but looks very, you know, unique and stuff, and I think that's why I like it.
Where's this rank in the Studio Ghibli tier? There's Howl's Moving Castle, Spirited Away, Boy and the Heron. What else?
My Neighbor Totoro.
Totoro.
We haven't watched that one in a while.
It's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been so long. The last living this long has to be.
All right.
Monsters.
Cheech, what do you rate the movie?
It's probably a 10 for me.
Hamburger.
10 what?
If 10
hamburger.
10 hamburgers?
10. Just 10 in general.
10 out of 10, 10 slices of 10. Studio Ghibli food because it looks so good, dawg. Like, no, I can't
10
even.
10 out of 10 feasts.
Okay.
Because if you get me to memorize a whole entire like movie script because I like it, that means I love it.
Right.
And I memorized the entire movie script.
Mm-hmm.
No joke, she was literally mumbling the words and I told her to shut up and she wouldn't.
That sound like me.
Alright.
Bye-bye. Bye bye. Thanks for watching.
So go home.
Listen.
We love you. You're very special.
Bye bye.
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 Charles won't hear anymore because she left him.